Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello and welcome to Genevieve Sims. And how are you today? I just pray that your day has been a wonderful day, full of God's blessings. And I trust that God has blessed you tremendously. Today we'll continue our series on thankfulness, which I titled Be Thankful. As soon as I get my verse here, I'll share what it is. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm sharing from Book of Colossians, chapter 3, sharing one verse. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Colossians 3, third chapter, 16th verse. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. I see a threefold advice, for lack of a better word. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Okay, that's from our daily reading. From study, from prayers, from devotions. However we study God's word or interact with God's word, I believe that's the start of gratitude and thankfulness. If I sound a little heavy, I'm just getting over a little bug here, so please still bear with me. The second part of this is teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. One of the things to learn in the Word is, for the Word to be within our hearts to change us. Not to be a know-it-all. Not to be a know-it-all. I think that was the reason why Paul had this verse in here. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. I can count many times where someone has shared with me of something from the Word. And it was something that was probably that I needed at the time, or something to be added to my, to the enrichment of my spiritual walk. And in other words, we strengthen each other, we admonish one another, we strengthen one another. That's why it's so important to read and study the Word, we strengthen one another, even if not from our own knowledge or from our own, necessarily from our own knowledge, how much we know, it's from, actually from the Word of God. And this is one thing that we should desire, to help our fellow Christian, our fellow brother and sister. I lost my verse again. I'm a little bit off. As I mentioned, I'm just getting over the flu. So if I sound a little bit off, please bear with me. I'll do the best to know that God helps me. Pray that God helps me. Now the third point, Colossians 3:16, and with gratitude in our hearts sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Songs, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. We mentioned last week that we should be grateful for whatever God brings to our lives. You know, being thankful for what we have, thankful for what He's provided for us. Then when I put all these, when I put all this together, you know, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you. You know, study the word and meditate on the word. Then you teach others. And then with gratitude in your heart, sing songs and praise. Don't be grateful for what God has done or what God is doing. You know, I know people who have can sing a song, have a song in their heart, sing hymns. One of the beauties of hymns is, you know, a gratitude to God through song. No, I think it's the reason why a lot of the older hymns, some of the traditional hymns, have so much meaning. You know, Amazing Grace is one. That's probably one of the most popular ones. And there's so many different hymns, traditional hymns, you know, that have meaning. You know, even those these hymns were written many decades ago, they still make an impact, and they still have an impact. I think one of my favorite hymns is the Easter song. During Lent, it's the Easter song that has a lot of meaning to me personally. The other thing is when we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual. Sing psalms. Get confused. Psalms, S-P-S-A-L-M-S, hymns, and spiritual songs. What we're doing is we're praising God. We're praising God. And these psalms, from these pieces of writing, you know, the majority of the psalms is hymns. Majority of the songs can be sung. That's probably the reason why they're so popular, you know, because they can be turned into songs. They are songs. And when I think about it, I think about, you know, grateful that they to this point this year. I'll cover more on that. Excuse me. I'll go into greater detail on that part. Probably in week four, after that week four, we'll go into more detail about that. But as I mentioned earlier, you know, just, you know, I just see three things we study, admonish, and teach one another, and have a grateful heart to God. One of the reasons I started this 4-3 series, which I mentioned last week, was it seems like giving is being bypassed on Halloween, whoever celebrates that, and Christmas, but Thanksgiving is conveniently passed by. And I just hope that America is not really being thankful for all the good things that God has provided. Okay, we may not. Okay. We've done a lot of wonderful things. There are a lot of things that still need to be changed. You know, people have their own idea or their own thoughts about Thanksgiving holidays, okay, fine. But the whole point is, no matter what day, we should be thankful. We shouldn't be just thankful on one day, but 365 days a year. And that's the message that I'll leave for you today. And I'd like to thank you once again for being with me. This is Genevieve's journey, and I look forward to being together with you once again in the next episode. Thank you, and God bless you.